This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yomi. So we are going to be starting today all the way back on Vav Dalad. We're going to go through Vav Dalad, then go all the way to Zion Hey. Got that? Vad through Zeh. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot, but we're going to go through the four that we did in Yom Tov very quickly. And today, the last two will be a little slow. Okay, ready? Well, let's go. So, Vav Dalad. Two Avonim that together made Ikira. And Chabram Batit, etc., like we said you have to do. And then became Tomei. Sherets went in between them and Tomei those stones. Then I put an Evan on this side, an Evan on that side. So now those two stones are now sharing. They're acting as kiras also for the exterior. And we see half it's tamei, half it's tahar. Okay, the same. This one, that one, half tamei, half tahar. Good. If on the other hand I take those two away, then their full tamei comes back to those two stones. Zion Aleph. Learn Zion Aleph, the Kelas, the Balabatim, plus is just plural, the base of Akira, that got a crevice in it, and that's where you put the fire. So plus the three Tefalchim, still Tame, because you put the fire down below, Kedir B'Shel Malam, and it's able to cook the fire on top. But if that crevice, Yasser Mikan, is more than three Tefalchim, not three Etzbos, don't get confused, because by Akira we're usually saying it's three Etzbos, here's three Tefalchim. Then it's not, which is this mission is a little hard to understand, because shouldn't that depend on how big your kira was? If your kira was only three etzbos, it probably wouldn't affect it that much. If your kira was 3 feet, it would affect it a lot. I don't know. The bottom line is that at that point the fire can't function well for the kira. I guess the kira is not a functional kira anymore, so it's tired. Okay, that part fine. If you put a rock there to support it, the fire, and uplift the fire. So the halacha is, it's still tahira, because that's not part of the kira. But if I take that rock and I spread it with tit, and now it's a rock becomes part of the base, so the base has now been restored. It's now a higher base, it's a more elevated base. Now I can put fire on it and cook my pot. So then there's tumah. This is Rabbi. Okay, this is the last line over here. Unfortunately, we do not have much clarity in it. Rabbi Yehuda brought this arrive. Rabbi Yehuda had halacha before, and there was hevav with a tanur that has to be. He had a whole shita that a tanur has to be mechuber the karka for the original hesek rishon, and the whole shtickle over there was a bar with a dos, and he put a stone in it that keeps it steady, etc. Okay, fine. This he brought us a riot to him. I don't know what the riot was exactly. Okay. Mishnah base. Oh, our good old Dachin. Dachin, which is like this shelf that extends from the Kira. And you could put Kederos over there. Okay. So Tar, Mishum Kira, Vitame, Mishum Kigabal. It's not a Kira. Some say it doesn't have a Kira. Some say it's not considered part of the Kira. Okay. So I'm considered part of the kira, but as a kli kibble, well, that's understandable. As a receptacle, it's not a kira, but it's a receptacle. That makes sense to me. Next thing, it's stud in shalai, the sides of it, the outer rim of the dachin. And the ger bev, any tamishim kira, touch them, you're not tame if the kira is tame. That's obvious. So I don't have a kasha on it, but it's just obvious. We just said it's not part of the kira, so that means if the kira becomes tame, the dachin's not tame. So why would... If the kira is tame, if I touch the outer rim of the dachin, there's no tumah there. Fine. The next line is a little bit more difficult. The rachav shaloi, they say rachav means the wide part of the dachin, which means the door of the kira, the wall of the kira that separates between the kira and the dachin. So that wall... Remeir mitaher, Yehuda mitahamei. Remeir says tahir, and Yehuda says tahamei. Why does Remeir say tahar? Why is Rameir say tahar? So they say is that Batsam, it should be tameh, because a kira that becomes tameh, or any klichar for that matter, is metameh migaboy. It's metameh anything that touches the exterior walls. So why is this? So they say maybe he meant the outer half of the outer thickness of that wall. Okay, that's what he meant. Some of the bottom, the first Israel says that. B'yudah metam. B'yudah, we understand. One turns over a wooden basket and puts a kira on top. Not very fire safety. Right, Mr. T?
Correct.
Yeah, he doesn't recommend it. But the same thing over there. It would not be considered part of the kira. If it's a makabel tumah itself, it's a kliyetz, it's a kli kibbel, etc. Fine. All right. Gimel. Kira that was split. If it's aruch ha'tayr, l'aruch ba'tameya. That part's simple. It has two openings, so if you cut it this way, then it's not usable anymore. If you cut it this way, you split each into two separate one whole kiras, then it'd be fine. It's still usable, so it's tamei, fine. A kupa, which is one hole, nechlak, orcha, or the rachbay, either way, is tar. Okay. Now we get into something also a little confusing. The chatzar akira. The chatzar akira, the kira has underneath a base, some sort of tray, and you put food there, I think, after you cook it. I thought that's what you do with the dachin, but okay. Different types, different ways of doing it. I don't know. If it's gevaya shalosh, it's bais, then has magen avir. Now the question is, does it have it on its own merit, or the fact that it's part of the, that it's attached to the kira? They say over here, considered one kli with the kira. Less than that, p'chus mikan as maga v'nat avir. One way of understanding it is that, I mean, it's a kli kibble, no? It's a kli kibble. Wow. They say maybe it means it's only a dinyad? Why isn't that a kli kibble? Why isn't it three etzbos? Just suppose the minimum shear for a kira, right? Minimum shear for a kira. It's not a kira. It's a chatzar kira. So we divided it into a kira. We said less than three. So it's not going to have tumas kira. Sounds like we're doing it like a kira. We're donning it like a kira. If you have three etzbos, you're a kira. If you have less than three etzbos, you're not a kira. But you have tumah anyways because of dinyad. One way of learning it. They bring it on the pshatim. But all right. And yad only gives maga, not avir. That we've had before. How do you measure it? This is really, really strange. Ketz m'sharonis. B'shmol m'naisnes a shvud. M'mal l'matu. You take a shvud and you measure from the top of the wall of the chatzar kira to the top of the wall of the kira itself, which is going to be a diagonal, because the chatzar kira is presumably much lower than the kira itself. Anything below that would be considered avir. And if a sharet would fall into that, under that line of that shvud, then you'd have tumas avir, which is chiddush. It's not within the walls. They say that this is very unusual. We never find anywhere else do we do this. I'm just reading here. They say, we never find any other kalim that we do this. We always go straight. We don't go angled. Needs a beer. Why is this different than any other case? Chazanish. They don't explain. They just say a whole different shot in the Mishnah, but... All right.
It was very tough in those days. You had to know all these laws. Today it's easy. We don't have these things anymore.
You still have to learn it, though. All right. Reblazer ben Yaakov Weber. If the kira becomes tame, the chatzar becomes tame. In the case, which case? Where the kira, where the chatzar was three etzbos or not three etzbos? That didn't really say. I think it's had three etzbos. According to the Tanakhama, they're considered one. And one is matame the other. But Blazer ben Yaakov says no. One's ikra, one's tafel. So if the kira becomes tame, the chatzar becomes tame, but not vice versa. One's ikra, one's tafel. All right. Okay. Now we're up to the Zayin. The new Mishnah is today. Okay, that one... fairly quickly. All right. Ha'isim ufureshes min akira. If the chatzer ha'akira is not attached to the kira, b'zman shigavaya shalosh etzbois, if its height is three fingers, harei mitamo bein b'mago bein b'avir. It has Tumas Magog. It has Tumas Avir. It's a Kira. It has his own din of a Kira. Yerim's not attached. Chus mikan, less than that. Shaisa Chalaka doesn't have Mechitzat al Tahira. It wouldn't be even a din yad. Oh, so even though we said, even though it's attached, yeah, it's din yad, but it's not attached, there's no din yad. Okay, fine. Now, usually when it comes to a kli cheres that has a rim, there's no shear. Once it has a rim, it's mekabel tuma. I guess this is, we're downing this as a kira, I guess. And a kira is three etzbos. If it's three etzbos, gevaldik. If it's less than three etzbos, or kol shekin, if it's smooth, it's like a zoo, v'hinsar chlemer zoo. Chlero. Then not. Okay. All right, this next line of the mission, part of the mission, I had a hard time with. Let me look at the English, if they're going to make it a little easier for me, because I'm not so intelligent, and I had a hard time with this. All right, here we go. Pitputik here. So pitputim is always referred to like the little legs, okay? They're attached to the kira. Shalosha is by three of them, each one three fingers high. That's like good old Shir Kira. Three fingers high. Metame mago uvavir. If something goes into the airspace of the pitputim. Okay. Meaning if a sharetz would go into that airspace on the bottom between the three pitputim. Bochus mikan, less than that. Kol shekin in tameim, for sure. What? Why? Because then they're a chilek of the kira. So you understand, you're donning them as a chilek of the kira, or you're donning them bifnei atzmam. So it sounds like from the beginning of the Mishnah, we're donning them bifnei atzmam. We're saying, independently, are you three etzbos? Then we're saying, no. It sounds like not that way, no. For sure. Even if it's three, it's bows. Less than three for sure. Well, the idea is because it's part of the Kira. What's that? It sounds like how they're understanding it. So these things are, you're not donning them by themselves. They're not like, you know, the Chatzar or Kira are donning by themselves. No. Yes, that's why I'm learning. Okay. Fine. Tofilo hinarbo. Even if you have four pitputim, four legs. Generally, they'd have three, like a tripod. That would be enough. But if they have four, what's the difference? So you could have thought each one's not necessary because each one, we say, you're playing you're the 10th man on the team. Come on, come on up.
There's a softball
in 10 men. You could have said each one is not necessary, but we don't say that. No, but it's five. They talked about it on the footnote. What if there'd be five? Okay. Mishnah Hay. Zion Hay. Nital Echad. Okay, so now we're talking about your three pitputim, and one of them was taken off. And therefore, the Kira is not so usable at this point because it's a little tipsy. It would be a little difficult. Nital Echen Mehen, you took away one of the pitputim, and the Kira is able to stand on the other two with difficulty. Metamin, v'mago, v'ina metam ba'avir, divir meir. Since you can't really use it, betzim in hatayra it's tahar. The whole kira, or just the pitputim? I'm not sure. I would say the whole kira. I agree with you. I just doesn't say that. It doesn't say that. I'm with you. The whole thing is like not so usable. It's like tipsy. I don't know. I'm not sure. It's not clear. It's not clear one way or the other. He says the tumah derabanan. It's tumah derabanan. We always say tumah B'maga napa avir, because you shouldn't come to be served truma v'kodshim. That's a concept we've said many times. Divrei Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Shimon mitaher. Since the bitputim are not usable anymore, they're not a chilga, the mikira, nothing. They say this is the same machlokes we had in Meir and Rebbe Shimon in Hey Gimel by Beis Tach, Beis Tavon, Beis Nerusha Bikira, that Rebbe Meir wanted avir and Rebbe Shimon had nothing. Rebbe Meir is more quick to be goizim mit rabbanan, and Rebbe Shimon doesn't like to do it so easily. Interesting. I mean, there's a whole different subject, but so just there's definitely some connection there. I don't know what Rebbe Shimon means. What does Rebbe Meir say? Rebbe Meir says the whole thing is tumah derabanan. Rebbe Shimon says zero tumah, zero, 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 I guess. I'm not sure if it's tumah dekira, just a bit putim. Not clear at all. One second. All right, let me get invited. Also, imitchila, you made it. Also, the craftsman made it. The potter, shnayim, two pitputim, two big ones. I can make it. That was the design. Okay, so then. It stands very good. Tamago uvavir, divrei Rebbe Meir. It's fine. We find by the two stones, they can make a kira out of two stones. So this is like two pitputim. It's like two stones. It could be stable. Shimon Tahir. No, this is a new machlokes of Shimon and Shimon. You need three pitputim. No, oh, this machlokes at the bottom is not the same machlokes before. There, you took one away, and the question is, no, it's not really functional, and it's tumah derabanan. Here it's tumah deraisa, according to Rebbe Meir. Yeah. Okay, good. All right. Until now, the Mishnah was talking about bepudim. There were three etzbos or less. What if there are more? We said less is even better, right? That's where we came out. They don't really need three etzbos. He says even less. Pachas mikan kol shekein, the Mishnah said. Kol shekein etzmeh, right. What if there are more? What happens then? Let's see. How you givay mishal etzbos? More than three etzbos, there are four or five etzbos. Shalish ulamato mitama magov avir. Okay, this line is a little bit difficult to read. I'm going to see how they say it in English, because I got a little confused. The parts of them that are from three fingers and under, that means within three fingers from the bottom of the kira, it's three and under. No, that's not how you and I would have said it, but yeah. The word lamata in this sense means less. Three, under three. Within three fingers of the kira. Okay. Fine. So within three fingers of the kira has maga and avir. That's a little bit. Shalish ulamalon, three fingers, more than three fingers away from the kira, meaning the bottom part, the furthest away from the kira, that maga the in avir derameh Rishim Matai. Here we go again. Mary wants derabanan, Rishim doesn't have this derabanan. I don't understand it. They said, because they're not necessary, they're going to cut them off. Okay, it's hard to understand this exactly. Shimon's Matire.
I understand. Why would they make 3.5, 4, 5 inches long if it's no good.
Right, I guess. You made it and you're going to cut them off. I guess that's the plan, I guess. I mean, that's what they said, I mean little. I don't know. All right, weiter. Hayu meshuchim min ha-safa. If the putim are extended outward from the rim. There were little extensions, and the putim are attached to those extensions. Within 3 fingers. It's like the part of the Kira is Mago and Avir. Chos Mishalosh's boys, beyond 3 fingers, is Mago and not Avir. They're Merishim and Metahir. More than 3 fingers away. All right, we'll stop here for today. So the next Mishnah really is a continuation of this Mishnah, but I think we did enough for today. I think the sixth thing. It's Genug Shine. So tomorrow we'll pick it up. Finish the parak tomorrow, yeah.
Okie
dokie, Smokey. I got myself a new name today.
That's a new name for you, Rabbi.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.